John Graff has been good enough to join us before we head back to your calls. Cricket Victoria General Manager of Cricket for a McCafe Coffee Catch-Up. McCafe Oz Coffee. It's real coffee, real cold. Welcome to you, Graffy. Great to have you back on.
How you going, Dwayne? Yes, we're back playing cricket, which a few days ago I didn't think that would happen.
Bit of trepidation in your voice as well. You've got a Marsh Cup one day against New South Wales unfolding as we speak. How are you going?
Yeah, look, they've got away from us a little bit. They're 5 for 248 off 40, so it looks like it's going to post a pretty big score. And they've got a couple of big hitters in there at the moment. You know, Sams and Kerr are both going along quite nicely. So we've got a bit to do to pull it back, but it's a beautiful day up here, and hopefully we can keep them under 300. We might be a chance.
Nice. Draw with New South Wales have finished yesterday, so not quite the result you're after.
No, look, it was set up actually looking like we're going to be in a real good position to win that, but the rain came and it sort of shortened the overs, and we just couldn't quite do it, so we had to shut up shop. But considering we've played New South Wales three times, we've got two wins, we're sitting second on the ladder with and a game in hand. So it's been a pretty good start for us. Now we go into hibernation until February, and the boys go into the Big Bash mode.
And how did it all unfold with Will Sutherland and his positive COVID test? Was there a mad scramble from the cricket point of view? How long does he have to isolate? What's the process?
Yeah, look, it's been a good process in some ways for Australian cricket, because it's obviously will happen mostly again. So both states, we wanted to play, they wanted to play. Will was tested, he came in positive. We'd already started to isolate because we knew there was some cases where he'd been to a party the previous weekend. So we isolated him. He ended up turning positive on the last Wednesday. So we all got tested. And then we've had our day six tests yesterday. So, and all clear as well. So he's still in isolation in his hotel room. He gets out at midnight on Friday night and then travels home on Saturday. So he's feeling fine. All he had basically was a bit of a nasally nose, and that's gone. And because he's double jabbed, and he's felt fine all the way through, but unfortunately, he's just got a very low viral load, they call it, of the infection, which meant he wasn't highly infectious, which in some ways was great for us, because he was sitting with the guys, you know, in cafes and also on the plane and in the hire car. So we've dodged a bullet most probably, but it's been good for Australian cricket to go through the process to see what you can do and still maintain and play a game.
So what does the Australian selectors ask players like Marcus Harris to do, for example, when it comes to, you can't ask every player not to go out, not to go to some parties, or as some players saying, well, I'm just not going to go to a congested situation and risk it, given that Marcus Harris is, well, set to open in the first test, which is great news.
Yeah, look, they're under a different set of protocols, which we were under until last week. And then when the Australian players went into quarantine, basically in Queensland, such as Harris and Madison Boland, we came out of a level four protocol situation whereby we were more or less homebound for the whole time except for playing, to go into a more relaxed environment, which is a level two protocols, where you were able to go out and you know, basically avoid large crowds, but you could go out to a private sort of dinner party and things like that. So the Australian players, though, are still under, and the Big Bash players will be under possibly level four protocols, which will mean that they'll have to be fairly strict around what they can do outside of the game, the match days, which I think is the right thing to do, because there's no doubt that there's going to be other cases, and we've got to make certain that the players have been isolated and haven't been in large groups, so that there's not more than one or two that may be knocked out of the game, for example, because they may be positive.
And I've got to ask you the question about the Tim Payne situation, how you've read it. Even the Victorian great Bill Laurie got dragged into it.
Yeah, I saw that. Look, it's a really unfortunate thing that's happened, and not knowing the full extent of it, but all I can go off is the fact that it was investigated, and he was, you know, found not guilty of breaching any codes. And it's I always thought Australian law or world law was the fact that you can't be done twice for the same crime, but evidently he has.
Great to have you, Graffy. We'll talk to you soon. Appreciate you jumping on the line.
Good on you, Dwayne. See you, mate.
For a McCafe Coffee Catch-Up, McCafe Iced Coffee. It's real coffee, real cold. And you can get your morning coffee cold at McCafe.